Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallward reporting in the weekend weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, Veterans Day, a chance of flurries between 4 and 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 34. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 25. Saturday, a chance of flurries between noon and 1, then a slight chance of snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 33. Saturday night, scattered flurries before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 19. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. And in the news for today, the top Republican in the Wisconsin Assembly says he's willing to work on solutions with Governor Tony Evers. Speaker Robin Vos on Thursday said he sees Republicans offering the governor compromises on abortion, school choice, and taxes, quoting, "I think when you look at where we are, we need to make some potential changes to the 1849 abortion law. One of the things that I want to make sure of is that we have a law that can withstand court challenges. I want universal school choice. He wants more money for schools. That probably means we get both. We're probably not going to do one or the other," Vos said as he addressed press on Thursday. This information came from Center Square online news service. There are likely to be more compromise offers across the aisles in the upcoming legislative session since the Republicans did not secure a veto-proof majority following Tuesday's midterm elections. Governor Tony Evers vetoed 126 legislative bills since 2021. Evers declared a win for democracy as he defeated conservative Republican Tim Michaels to secure at least four more years governing the state. Michaels had promised to reverse all of Evers' vetoes in his campaign. Assembly and Senate Republicans reelected their top leaders during closed caucus meetings on Thursday. Assembly Speaker Vos and Senate Majority Leader Devin LaMahieu both won re-election. The leaders will guide larger caucuses in the upcoming biennium after Republicans won an additional Senate seat and three additional Assembly seats during Tuesday's elections. This will be Vos's sixth term in the role, making him the longest-serving speaker in state history. All that according to a report in this morning's Wisconsin Examiner online. Aside from the speakership, much of the Assembly majority leadership will be newly filled as many positions were vacated by members who didn't seek re-election to the Assembly this term or ran for a different leadership position. And in local news for Rocco Area Schools, residents voted in favor of two facilities referendum questions on the fall general election ballot. Since both questions pass, the district will move forward with both the base plan and the tech ed expansion project. The district now enters the design phase, which is anticipated to take about 12 months. The project will be competitively bid and construction will start in January 2024. And will take about 11 months to complete. Construction will be phased and is projected to be done in December 2024. That according to a report from the Vernon County Times. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.